لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء، والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم، ووسم كل ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى. وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده طبتت الأرض والسماء. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وإن طائفتان من المؤمنين اقتتلوا فأصلحوا بينهما، فإن بغت إحداهما على الأخرى فقاتلوا التي هي تبغي حتى تفيء إلى أمر الله، فإن فاءت فأصلحوا بينهما بالعدل وأقسطوا إن الله يحب المقسطين. Dear brothers and sisters and beloved children, I ask myself and request all of you to practice obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be just, as justice is one of the most important commandments of Allah. One of the significant Islam, that is practicing the justice in our life, and that is one of the aspects of our piety. People, those who have dealing with other people, or those people who have authority over the other people, for them it's important that they have to practice the piety. Although for each one of us, for every individual, it is important that we need to practice adalat and justice, because that is the most beloved practice before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of verse that I started before in Surah Mubarakah Hujurat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about conflicts between mu'mineen. And just to clarify for brothers and sisters that I was not addressing any issue, but I want to just continue my subject, that was Surah Hujurat. Some of the brothers and sisters got worried that maybe there is some sort of conflict going on, that is why Maulana is addressing this verse. So it was just part of Surah Hujurat. So I reached to this part. I discussed that that we can make sure that we know the solution of Islam about the conflicts. So it's not to address any issue, it was not because of any occurrence within the community, but it was a coincidence maybe sometimes that I continuously was having discussion. No, we are at 8th or 9th verse of Surah Hujurat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "In ta'ifatan min al-mu'minin iqtatalu," if two parties fall into the conflict, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا, make peace between them. فَإِنْ بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى, but if one of the parties rebels and does not accept the peace deal, in that case what we need to do, that was the second solution of Islam, that it has said, فَقَاتِلُ الَّتِي هِيَ تَبْغِي, that you should fight. That means all the people, the party that was on the other hand, and those who are peacemaker, they have to get together. So there are, at the moment, we can consider three parties. One is the party that is one side, second is the other side, and third party that is actually peacemaker. All these three parties are there, and peacemakers, they try to make a peace deal between them according to the justice. As Quran has asked, that it has to be according to the justice. And if they have not been able to bring peace between two parties, what it means? It means that one of the parties rebelled and one of the parties did not accept the peace deal. The party that has not accepted the peace deal, then peacemaker and the other party, they have to get together. So as whole community is going to isolate this group that is rebellion, a transgressor, and they have to stand against this rebellion's behavior. So they are not standing against them, but they are standing against their rebellion's behavior until they come back. So actually conflict, again, it's not personal, or we are not opposing the people over here. We are not fighting with mu'mineen over here. What we are fighting against their behavior. So you see, then again, Islam is not actually asking that you become enemy to one another. فَقَاتِلُ الَّتِي هِيَ تَبْغِي حَتَّى تَفِيءَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Between mu'mineen, qital is not possible. According to Islam, that should not be the case, that two parties, those who are mu'mineen, they have any conflict or they have any fight between one another. Only there can be fight for a purpose, and that purpose is to bring them again toward the peace deal, that they can follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until and while they do not commit to that, you should fight. And when they commit to that, at that time, this fight has to be over. This is the time that you should again become as brothers and sisters, because relation between mu'mineen is relation of brothers and sisters. So if that is the purpose, then what I can understand from this verse is that this fight is not personal or between the groups or between mu'mineen. This fight is against that behavior that one of the party has adopted. And when that behavior has been taken out, then of course we have to come back. For in fa'at, then Quran has said, if they committed to follow, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ, again bring them to the table. So they have to start talking to one another, and they have to make again a deal. But there, Quran says, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ, again, when you like to make islah, when you like to make a peace between both parties, you must be adil, and you have to bring adalat between them. So the parties have to be just, that they can implement justice. And we cannot have favor to one party or other party. this party, it has to be completely third party, who does not have any sort of benefits from any of the parties, who should not have any benefits or friendship with any of the parties, and should not think according to that. So Islam does not allow grouping. Islam does not allow that you should have a conflict of interest or friendship with one party or other. Islam says you should become completely as neutral. So this is the point, that you should become neutral. Not neutral in the sense that you don't act on anything, but neutral in the sense that you should not look at one another. You have to look that if there is a zalim and mazloom, and you have to give benefit to the mazloom. You have to be on the side of mazloom, because adl is opposite of zulm. In order to bring adalat and justice, you have to get rid of zulm. When Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu was salam, translated adl, he said, placing everything on its own place. So that is what it's, so position has to be kept on its place. Everything, it has to be in its place. So if Amama is place of head, it has to be placed on that place. Everything, it has to come on its own place. That is called adalat. And when we take out anything from its own place, there is zulm. So if zulm is committed, if one of the parties is committing wrong, it's important that we need to oppose. And the party that is third party has to bring deal, that they have to ask zalim, you have to go back to your position, and you have to take right position. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ. They have to bring peace between them with adalat. فَأَوَاقْسِتُوا. And then it's been said, you have to be fair, you have to be just. Qist is also a kind of adalat, being fair with each one. Even sometimes when you like to treat the enemy over there, you have to be with the qist. You have to be fair. You have to be just over there. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves with muqsitin. Inna Allah yuhibbul muqsitin. Surely Allah loves with those who practice qist in their life, those who practice adalat in their life. So that means a group of the people, those who are implementing justice within the community, they are beloved people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should not follow any types of pressures from any party, but our pressure, it has to be implementing the justice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to try if we can bring peace. If we cannot, then we should stand against those who do not follow the peace. And in third stage, if all the parties come together again and they like to accept peace deal, then we should bring peace between them with adalat. After this verse, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala straight away has said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةِ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. That indeed, mu'mineen and their only relation between them is relation of brothers and sisters. This is really important, brothers and sisters, that when we look at this part of Quran and the verse that is one of the most important principles of Islam, that we as Muslims are as brothers and sisters, and mu'mineen are brothers and sisters, and this relation is being established because of iman. Our heart and faith, it has a value, and we become brothers and sisters by heart. So let us look what are the most important qualities of a brother. What is something that when we call somebody as brother, what is going to be the important qualities of the brothers. One of the qualities of the brothers, it's been said, love of two brothers is strong. When we are brothers and sisters at that time, our love between one another is strong love. Second, this love is equal. It's from both sides. It cannot be from one side. One-sided love cannot be successful anytime. So it's always both sides. All sides are trying to have love between one another. Love between two brothers is natural. It is not imposed. It is not something that we made a contract between one another, but that is natural, and that is according to the fitrat and instinct that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. It is not for our personal gain. There is possibility sometimes we become friend with somebody because he is friend in my business. It's not for business. It's not for this world. Brotherhood is beyond all types of the benefits of this world. It's not personal. It is something that we do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two brothers are power for one another, or they can be hands to one another. They are always backing one another, supporting one another. They are not those who take the benefits of the other party away, but they are the people, those who support. Origin of both brothers is going to be same, because if origin is different, we cannot be brothers and sisters. So when Menin are brothers and sisters, their origin is same, because they believe in Allah, they believe in Prophet, they believe in Quran, and that is how their origin is origin of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters are always forgiving and forgetting. They do not keep things in the mind. So let's say if there was any little conflict at home, it is going to be forgiven after a while. You're not going to keep that. You're not going to take that in court. You're not going to stand against that. This is a relation that is forgiving and forgetting. And also, brothers and sisters share love and happiness and sadness. If one of the brothers become happy, we become happy too. If any of our brothers become sad, we become sad too, because our relation is a natural relation. Those are the qualities that we can see in brotherhood. Now we can understand what it means when it's been said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. Believers are brothers to one another. Their benefits are same. Their enemies are same. Their happiness is same. Their origin is same. Their friends are same. And this kind of love is the love that we need to have about our brothers and sisters in Mu'mineen. Inshallah, we'll continue a discussion about this verse. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring piety within our community. Give us opportunity to implement the justice within the community. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity we can be just in our individual life, in our family life. May Allah forgive our sins. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us chance to be with Imam of the Age, have a stand with Imam of the Age, and reach to the great level of martyrdom with Imam of the Age. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعفو عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولد عليكم السلام ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحي آثار البدع والطغيان خادم بنية الشرك والنفاق اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, in the days which are very important days, the beginning 10 days of holy month of Dhul Hijjah, a month that is month of forgiving and forgiveness, a month that is month of sacrificing, and to commemorate a sacrifice of the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Ibrahim salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. One of the great prophets who is founder of many sunan in Islam, many traditions in Islam are being found by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the followers of Ibrahim Hanif, the one who has chosen the straight path, the one who is founder of Muslim Ummah and many of the sunan. The Hajj that we have, many of the practices of Hajj are actually sunnat of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He was one of the great muwahid, and believe in the monotheism should be learned from the personality of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. In upcoming week we have many events. One of the sad event that is martyrdom of our fifth Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wassalam. And also we have a martyrdom of messenger of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, Hazrat Muslim ibn Aqil, that also a tragedy in the history that needs to be commemorated. And the coming days we have a day of Arafah, one of the significant day in the Islamic calendar, the day for supplications and getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, day of the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also Eid al-Adha, the day of sacrificing. I would like to just address one of the points that Quran has mentioned about qurbani and sacrificing. That Quran has said, we do not need your flesh or blood, but what we need is that is your sincerity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to have sincerity through sacrificing. Sacrificing is for a cause, and it's not just once a year. Unfortunately, what we thought is that giving some sheep and goats, that is sacrificing. Not really. What it means that once in a year we give up to symbolize that we believe in sacrificing, and we keep sacrificing in whole year in order to understand that everything in our life is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can give up according to our haysiyat and our abilities, our capabilities, whenever we like. But on the day when it's been asked that you should sacrifice, on that day also I am ready to follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a qurbani and sacrificing that is wajib, and there is a sacrifice that is mustahab. For those people who go for hajj, for them sacrificing, it becomes wajib and obligatory. But those people who are not on hajj, for them it is recommended. Sometime it is said it's sunnah mu'akkada, that emphasize sunnah of Prophet and previous prophets. If somebody can give qurbani, that is good, and it needs to be practiced in our life. But giving qurbani itself, it has many important sunan, and there are various important commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about qurbani, and one needs to learn about that. It's not just giving some money to somebody and then saying that I have already done my qurbani. We need to think about the philosophy of qurbani and sacrificing, and also we need to give according to the manners that Islam has asked. Dear brothers and sisters, our doctors are organizing annual health fair in coming weekend. And that is one of the service that our dear doctors, they give every year. Although there are many other services that especially our community doctors, they are giving on daily basis, on weekends, on Sundays. Those who are familiar with our clinic, they know that our doctors spend hours for our community, giving them free service, and especially in this country, it's really important. I really appreciate the services of our dear doctors, and I pray for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us opportunities that we can give our services to the community. Brothers and sisters, as you know very well, that shutdown of the government is continuous, although there is a conflict between Republican and Democrats. But it's really surprising that all the capitals they are receiving their wages and salaries as well. They are fighting in the Congress, and they are fighting within the government, but they could not reach to the solution. But it is surprising that only the people, those who are being affected because of this shutdown, they are ordinary people. They are normal people of the society, those who are being affected, not those capitals. Those capitals are well in their wealth, and they are receiving their salaries as well. So let's say if somebody is guard, he is going to have effect of shutdown, or if there is poor person, he is going to be victim of this shutdown. So we can understand that both parties are being failed to run this country, and they have been failed to show leadership for the country. So there has to be any other solution, a third solution that can lead the country. At the moment, Republican or Democrats, what is the difference between both of them if they cannot provide any solution to the community and the country, that how country can be run and how government can be run. They have to be providing a solution for the country. So it is really sad that after passing 11 days, then responsible people of the country have not been able to bring solution, and they are still having arguments between one another. We hope that they would be able to give service to the community in the future, or either they have to bring another solution for the community in North America. Dear brothers and sisters, if we look at the country that was the most affected by the past 2 years, attacks by the rebels or so-called rebels, that we call them as Takfiris, that is country in Syria. But there is a really unfortunate situation that reporters and news and media, they are reporting the reports right now after passing 2 months. So one of the reports that is published right today, that was attack on one of the cities in Syria, Latakia, where many people were being brutally killed. According to this report, 190 people were being brutally killed in this attack, and 200 people, they were being seized in the city. Within those who were being killed in this incident, it is said that 57 were women, 18 were children, 14 were elderly people. And beside that, there are people, those whose destiny is not known. They may have been taken out, and they have been hijacked, and there is possibility that they do not know their destiny, where they are living at the moment. And news agencies, they just reported like it has happened just last night or maybe 2 days back. If I give the date when this was happened, it is said it was happened on 4th of August. So you can see that now it's October. And today we are reaching almost to the mid of October. After 2 months, and almost more than 2 months, they are reporting about this incident. How unfair these people are, how unjust these people are, that this media, it was manipulating about Syria and giving some other types of the reports, that there are some attacks being happened by the government, but they were not reporting what these brutal people are doing inside the Syria. And I hope that many just have to come. We have to just wait that what type of reports are going to come from Syria, because there was lots been happening in the past years. Unfortunately, these media agencies were not been reporting about that, and those inhuman actions and criminals, those who are been creating tragedies within that that country, that is really sad. And we give condolences to the Mu'mineen Mu'minat, and especially the Syrian community, for all those incidents that have taken place, and how many people have been the victim of these takfiris and tragedies. At the moment, one of the hot issue that we can see, that is chemical weapons or destruction of chemical weapons in the Syria. When I look at the news, I start thinking that I hope this is the only country where chemical weapon exists. This is the only country where chemical weapon exists, and all the organizations start from UN and then go to America and Russia, all of them, they got together to get rid of those chemical weapons in Syria. So we don't have chemical weapons in the world anymore. So they are not going to be existing anymore. Is that the case? So let me ask them, what happened about Israel when Israel used chemical weapon on the civilians in Palestine? At that time, Israel was not being punished. Nobody asked that chemical weapons of Israel has to be destroyed, or Israel has mass destruction weapons. Nobody speaks about that, because Israel is our ally. Because it's our ally, we can allow our allies, they can do whatever they like. But because Syria is standing against the Zionist regime, that is why its weapons of chemical have to be destroyed. So this is the system that we have in this world today. A complete unjust system. Start from top until the bottom. All the organizations, sometimes human rights organization. Now this report that I've said before, this report is published by human rights. So you call them human rights? That after 2 months they have been able at least to report. In this world of media, in this world of technology, they have been able to report about Syria, about one of the cities, that how many people have been killed. So that's, thanks God that we have at least one of the organizations that is worldwide, well-known, international organization, but it has been able to report at least after 3 months. It's surprising, brothers and sisters. It opens our eyes that wherever they like to have justice, that justice is for them. Wherever it is in their benefits, over there they have justice. But wherever it's not in their favor, over there they don't have any justice. They are not treating human being as human being, but they think that they are human being and rest of people, they are not human being. And we hope that inshallah, in this world, if they continue this type of system in this world, they will not be able to lead the world. And we hope that eyes of the world is opening and people of the world are awakening, and we will see a time when whole world is filled with the justice. We hope that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to send down the one who is the most just authority in this world, Imam Zaman Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif. In order to implement the justice in the world, and we hope that Palestinian people, they will receive justice one day. The people in Egypt will receive justice one day. The people in Iraq and rest of the countries will receive justice one day. And all those wrongdoers are going to stand in the court of Imam of the Age. We are hoping that all the unjust and those who call them as the human rights people, they will be standing in the court of human rights of Imam Zaman. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Please recite salawat now.